We wanted to hear from a Chicago franchisee with a big national company. So we spent days calling all kinds of them. Subways, Dunkin' Donuts, Taco Bells.
But no one would talk to us on tape until we met this guy.
My full name is Hashim Sayed. I am a franchisee at this location for nearly a quarter of a century.
We met Sayed at his 7-Eleven on Chicago's north side, and he took us to a small office in back where all the soda pop gets pumped from.
To get started, Sayed says he paid about 18 grand towards a franchise fee.
I was very, excited. I can buy everything from wherever I want to. We can set what time we want to come in the store and all that.
After a while, Sayed realized that being a franchisee wasn't all it was cracked up to be. He says his pay fell short of his hopes. He says last year was one of his best. It took home about $53,000.
Other years, he says it was a lot less.
Sayed says over time, it became harder to run his business. The company allowed another 7-Eleven to open a few blocks away. He says the company also changed the terms of his franchise agreement.
Those are the rules of his relationship with 7-Eleven.
They will decide what to buy, where to buy. We are nothing more than a glorified manager.
Other franchisees say 7-Eleven remotely controls the temperature in their stores, even the volume on their TVs.
But franchise rules help protect the brand. Everything's consistent.
So a cherry Slurpee in L.A. tastes as awesome as a cherry Slurpee in Sayed's store.
And there's a reason to make franchisees buy supplies from an approved vendor. 7-Eleven says it can use collective buying power to negotiate better prices.
So that cherry Slurpee is cheaper.
But one thing 7-Eleven does not control is employment. Like how much Sayed pays his workers. And here's the whole point. With all those rules, 7-Eleven isn't leaving franchisees many ways to cut costs. So Sayed says he has less money for his employees.
He tells us about one of them.
He was working the night shift, what we call the graveyard shift.
This guy's dad was really sick, near death.
I was just thinking that this is the time, and from our culture, it's very, important that the final days you spend with your parents for the comfort.
There was not money around for you to pay him to go be with his dying father.
No. If he wouldn't be here, I have to have somebody else to do his work, and that way I will end up paying two wages. And I wish I could have done it if financially I could have afforded. I wish I would have given him some time off.
7-Eleven wouldn't talk much about its relationship with franchisees like Sayed. But Jay Mitchell, he's a franchise sales manager for the company. I asked him whether the 7-Eleven Corporation is at all responsible for wages or work conditions.
No, a franchisee is going to be an independent operator, so they're going to be solely responsible for employing people and determining what they pay those people as well. We will certainly provide guidance, but completely up to them on how they pay their employees.
So, if you're controlling things like where they buy from, a lot of these other things, why is employment something that you'd pass on to a franchisee?
Yeah, can you hold on 1 second?
Of course.
At this point, Mitchell, again, he's at 7-Eleven Corporate, he hands the phone over to the company's communications director. Her name is Margaret Chabrie. She says 7-Eleven provides franchisees with comprehensive training.
It is a requirement of our franchise agreement that franchisees are law-abiding.
As in wage and hour law.
Now, to be clear, this isn't just about 7-Eleven. Last month, McDonald's workers in three states filed lawsuits. They claim the corporation is responsible for alleged wage and hour violations, even at restaurants run by franchisees. But Francine LaFontaine, she studies franchise economics at the University of Michigan. She says it would be wrong to go another step to blame the franchise model itself.
It's more the industry that determines the working conditions of the employees than it is the way in which this is organized.
So, like, low-skilled jobs equal low wages?
Yeah, basically. I told LaFontaine about Hashim Sayed's struggles. She said it might be even harder for him to go it alone, to run a convenience store without the 7-Eleven brand.
Independent businesses or franchises fail all the time. That's just a reality of these kinds of small businesses.
And let's not forget, a lot of franchises do well.
But other economists say the franchise model is part of something bigger. and not necessarily better.
The problems arise in many cases for the workforce.
David Weil is President Obama's nominee for a top job in the Labor Department. He also has a new book out. It's about how companies are finding ways to avoid actually employing people.
Instead, companies are outsourcing and franchising.
And that means each different business organization is operating really on a thinner margin.
So imagine a pie. First, the company takes its slice. And every time they decide to franchise or outsource, someone else gets a slice.
So there's less for the workers. And check this out. Weil did a study that found out that fast food places operated by a franchisee are more likely to violate wage and hour laws than places the corporation runs itself.
So here's what I asked Weil. If I'm a low-wage worker, I'm really confused about who to be mad at. Am I mad at my boss? Am I mad at the corporation?
Who? It is both. On one hand, franchisees, as the owner and the operator of the business, are, by law, they're the ones on the hook for that. It's also true that part of the reasons that franchisee is under that pressure is because of the economic relationship they have with the lead company. And so they are pressed.
Hashim Syed, the 7-Eleven franchisee, he says he feels pressed between the company and his workers.
That worker who is working also thinks, and I know it for a fact, that I'm just greedy and I want to keep all the money in my pocket instead of giving him fair wages.
Syed says that's not the case and that he can't pay much more unless the franchise model, the whole thing, changes.
Tomorrow we'll hear about the commercial cleaning industry. Some janitors say they've been tagged as franchisees for one reason.
So companies don't have to pay them the minimum wage. I'm Chip Mitchell.
And I'm Shannon Heffernan, WBEZ.